from NPR News. This is Day to Day. It may cost a lot more to fill up your grocery cart in the near future. The head of the world's biggest food company, Nestle, is warning us to brace for higher food prices. So does a new report from the United Nations. Some estimates have food prices rising as much as 50% over the next decade. Bob Moon of Marketplace is here now. 50%? Well, that's a huge jump in grocery prices. What's going on?
Well, it's a convergence of several factors, really. The head of Nestle, Peter Brabeck, tells the Financial Times it's not just temporary influences at play here. There are some long-term structural changes in both supply and demand for food. We've heard from several food companies that have been warning about the short-term outlook for higher prices. Well, this warning from the head of Nestle suggests it's likely to be a longer-term problem, and it could become an inflationary concern, especially in developing countries. There's been a lot of talk lately about how the use of crops for biofuels has been pumping up prices for everything from beer to milk. Well, that's only one of the factors being mentioned in these latest warnings. They point to rising population growth, growing demand specifically from China and India, the rising cost of energy, and even global warming and its effects on crops.
So truly a global situation here. How much have food prices been climbing already?
Well, guess what costs more than a gallon of gas most everywhere across the country right now?
Well, water, for one, right?
Yeah. Well, a gallon of milk costs more than $3 a gallon in most parts of the country. The latest report from the U.S. Labor Department is just out. It finds the rise in food and beverage costs was just shy of 4% in May from a year earlier. That's the biggest increase in 3 years. It means food prices have been outpacing the overall inflation rate by more than a full percentage point. Prices for a variety of goods are up. They include meat, milk, soft drinks, fresh fruit. And the global picture is even worse. The Financial Times reports corn prices around the world have climbed around 60% over the past year. Wheat prices up around 50% in that same time. Sugar and cocoa prices also up. In fact, some countries are coping with the biggest jump in retail food prices in three decades.
Is this, Bob, inexorable, or could there be a reverse in this price increase?
Well, the UN report makes this sound fairly inevitable, but coming back to that question of more and more cropland being devoted to biofuels, there are some analysts who argue that the long-term effects are being exaggerated here. They point to the industry being able to come up with technologies that will require less raw materials, being able to use, say, non-edible parts of food. So the shock to the food system from the demand for biofuels, at least in the eyes of these analysts, is likely to take care of itself.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.